In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. A very warm welcome to you all to St. Cadwal's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this third Sunday in Lent. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. We give thanks that in our Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father reveals the depth of his love for us. And we pray that as we continue our pilgrimage toward Jerusalem, we may know the strength, encouragement, and comfort of his love in our lives. And as we come before God, we open our hearts to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you plead with us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Exodus. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of the Israelites journeyed by stages as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile and go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock and water will come out of it so that the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 95. O come, let us worship and bow down before the God, our Maker. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. O come, let us worship and bow down before the God, our Maker. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and the dry land which his hands have formed. O come, let us worship and bow down before the God, our Maker. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. O come, let us worship and bow down before the God, our Maker. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the wilderness, when your ancestors tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. O come, let us worship and bow down before the God, our Maker. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people whose hearts go astray. They do not regard my ways. Therefore in my anger I swore, they shall not enter into my rest. O come, let us worship and bow down before the God, our Maker. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to his grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. Hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. I am he, says the Lord, the one who is speaking to you. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water?" Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it? Jesus said to her, Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give them will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us. Jesus said to her, I am he, the one who is speaking to you. Many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I have ever done. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there for 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Saviour of the world. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In our Gospel reading, John tells us of the encounter between Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus is tired and thirsty, and he asks the woman for a drink. Usually, such an encounter between Jew and a Samaritan would not happen, yet Jesus begins a conversation with her. During the conversation, Jesus reveals himself to her as the giver of living water, telling her, Whoever drinks of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. Jesus offers her, as he offers us, the water of life. It is a promise that in Jesus Christ we find eternal life. Jesus talking of water reminds us of our baptism when we were baptized in the waters of the font. It was here in the font that we first tasted the water of life as we were refreshed as the water was poured over our heads. The water of baptism united us to Christ and first began to quench our thirst for God, our thirst for all that is good, our thirst for God's love, our thirst to enjoy the life that God has given us in all its fullness. Our baptism was not simply a ritual, a rite of passage. It was the beginning of a new life, a life lived in the light of God's love. It is a life that grows constantly within us as we are nurtured by Jesus in word and sacrament. Jesus himself nourishes us He strengthens and deepens our faith each time we come to him in every Eucharist, assuring us of his love for us and enabling us to walk each day in faith. Let us pray that Jesus will always pour out the living water of his love upon us and through us into the lives of all around us. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, and for our own ministry area. Keep the Church faithful to your word. Give us the water of life, and free us from all that keeps us from you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. We pray especially at this time for the people of the Middle East and the Ukraine. Bless the nations with the healing waters of your love. Bring peace where there is conflict and reconciliation where there is division. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. Give us generous and loving hearts toward those in need around us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed, those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. Peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. We beseech you, Almighty God, look upon the heartfelt desires of your humble servants and stretch forth the right hand of your majesty to be our defence against all our enemies. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And just before our final blessing and hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellyger, for our service of home worship this morning. Really lovely to have you with us. And I wish you all a safe, healthy and peaceful week to come. I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves, take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Thou seest best.